Do you get lost in all of the information overload? Join me, Steve Lilly, with The Voice in the Wilderness for history, news, education, and biblical insights as we contend for fundamental Christianity and American freedom. This is News to Me.
Molding of the Minds. In Florida, a bill is passed the State House that would allow for chaplains to enter into public schools. While on the surface, this looks a great way for a church to assist those in public school, one must be careful. You see, the satanic temples in Florida are also wanting to take advantage of this new law, if passed by the state senate, that would allow any religious group to hold school groups for children. The satanic group in Florida, which has been in existence for about 10 years, seek to alter an alternative for children other than that of mainline religions, promotes reproductive rights, safety of mental health patients, and alternative addiction recovery methods. However, the bill also states that there must be parental consent for a child to meet with a chaplain. So I had to do a little digging on this one. This particular group does not recognize Satan as a being, but as a symbol of the eternal rebel against authority and social norms. This group's mission is to promote civil rights, egalitarianism, religious skepticism, social justice, secularism, the right to abortion, and the separation of church and state. In other words, anything that is good and wholesome, they are against. The Bible clearly commands us to think on these things. Whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report. God is not the author of confusion, but of all that is orderly. So, if you live in Florida, contact your local school board and request that this group not enter your local school. And that is news to me. Another great resource from The Voice. The Heritage Pin is a great for special witness tool to show your Christian faith. 6 different designs express your American patriotism and biblical commitment to those around you. Oh, and the Star of David shows all that we stand with Israel. Order yours today to show where you stand. A victory of life. In Alabama, the Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are children. In a case stemming from an accidental destruction of frozen embryos, Chief Justice Tom Parker stated that human life cannot be wrongfully destroyed without incurring the wrath of a holy God who views the destruction of his image as an affront to himself. In his opinion, Parker cited many Bible verses and quotes from theologians. This has gotten the left upset, stating that the ruling is just another example of Christian nationalism. Their stance that this is not a separation of church and state, which, by the way, is not found in our Constitution. As stated in our book, The Constitution Defender, the Constitution did not keep the church out of the government, but it keeps the government out of the church. When one is selected or appointed to a political office, they do not leave their Christian values at the door. When voting this year, we need to vote based on Bible principles such as life. God knew Jeremiah the prophet while he was yet in the womb. Hey, go vote the Bible and stand with those who stand with the truths in God's word. And this is news to me. Taking a quick break to bring you a great resource from The Voice in the Wilderness. Dear Mr. Creator, please tell me what the universe was made for. Please, Mr. Creator, tell me what man was made for. Will you tell me why the peanut was made? To find out the answer to this and many other questions, request The Pulpit Pamphleteer on What Matters? Christian Testimonies, A Forgotten Heritage of Black Lives. Your rights. It is your right to do it, but not all participate. It shapes the course of the nation, but not all are interested. Somewhere around 50% will even take time to go. However, not all will do their research. The right to vote. Not many will take the time to vote or even do research to know who to vote for. In the 2020 election, 43% of the votes were cast by mail, while early voting and in-person were between 20 and 30%. The 2020 election was the highest turnout by voters since 1992, with 66.8% of the voting population participating. It is your right to vote. But as we ask in the Constitution Defender Rally, who are you going to vote for?
Our answer is always vote the Bible. Be a biblical, principled voter. Know the candidates for whom you are casting your ballot and compare them against the Bible. The Bible commands us in Deuteronomy to take unto us wise men.
This primary season, express your right to vote and vote the Bible. And that is news to me.
On a personal note, we were traveling to a church that we had previously visited. Someone must have made a big deal at there being a Catholic church nearby because as we were getting close to it, Amy Joy wanted to see the Catholic church. After answering many questions, someone finally asked her why she wanted to see it. She replied she wanted to know if the outside of it looked different from that of our church. We explained there was not much difference, but the inside was different. Well, how about people? Do they look different? No, the Catholics don't look much different than the Baptists. Well, that got me thinking. In God's eyes, we are all the same. The Bible tells us that we are all as filthy rags due to our sin nature, even though we try to do our best. But God can change the inside to make us right with Him by asking Jesus to forgive us our sins and live in our lives. You know, now that I think about it, the inside and the outside of the Baptist church is different from that of the Catholic. We have a risen Savior living that we can carry everywhere with us. That is the difference. And this has been news to me.
70 years, the voice in the wilderness, contending for fundamental Christianity and American freedoms. Find more articles, sermons, and other resources at www.thevoiceinthewilderness.org. This is Steve Lilly, and that has been news to me.